Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。Happy weekend. Today is June 5th, 2022. 今天又是我们的周末特辑了。In today's episode, let me introduce an article about Apple's new project. It's from New York Times.
在今天的节目里呢，想向大家介绍一篇最新纽约时报报道的有关于苹果公司最新的产品计划的文章。
It's titled, Apple Starts Connecting the Dots for Its Next Big Thing. So first, the plan. Nearly 15 years after the iPhone sparked the smartphone revolution, Apple is assembling the pieces for what it hopes will become its next business-altering device, a headset that blinds the digital world with the real one. The company has enlisted Hollywood directors such as Jon Favreau,to develop video content for a headset that it is expected to ship next year, according to three people familiar with that work. Mr. Favreau, an executive producer of Prehistory Planet on Apple TV+, is working to bring that show's dinosaurs to life on a headset, which looks like a pair of ski goggles and aims to offer virtual and augmented reality experiences, these people said.
根据报道呢，苹果公司正在设计一款新的所谓 headset。与以往的产品不同呢，这款新的 headset 呢，将把所谓的虚拟世界和真实世界的体验呢结合在一起。这可能是继15年前苹果公司推出了改变世界的 iPhone 之后呢，又一款改变世界的产品。至少苹果公司是这么希望的。
Second, the software. Separately, at its annual conference for developers on Monday,Apple plans to unveil software tools that would allow apps to add new camera and voice functionality, laying the groundwork for a hands-free interface that consumers will eventually be able to navigate on the headset, according to two people familiar with the project and documents reviewed by the New York Times. The planned headset will throw Apple into an emerging competition to define the future of mixed reality. Microsoft, Google, and Facebook's parent company Meta,are in various stages of developing software and hardware to create environments where three-dimensional digital images and physical world coexist.
在下周一呢，苹果公司将召开它的 annual conference for developers. 在这个 conference 上呢，苹果公司将推出一些新的软件，以帮助开发者呢更好地设计一些能配合这个新的 headset 的一个工具。和其他几家 Internet 巨头一样，苹果公司正致力于开发一些让 3D 影像和真实世界混合的软件和硬件产品。这也是公司对目前行业向所谓 Metaverse 发展的一个回应。
Last but not least, why? Apple's development of virtual reality content and software tools is central to creating experiences that give its future headset purpose. Its last major new product, the Apple Watch,was launched with about 3,000 apps but struggled to take off because tech reviewers said few of these apps were useful. Similar shortcomings have dogged Meta's Quest virtual reality headset, which surpassed 10 million sales last year because many view it as a gaming device. From its original Macintosh to its iPad, Apple has pursued products that attract a broad swath of potential consumers and have an array of users.It sold an estimated 240 million iPhones last year, according to about half of its 366 billion in total sales. To make the headset worthwhile, analysts said it will need to have utilities that transcend the niche world of video games.
相关应用产品的开发呢，对这项 headset 的成功与否至关重要，也将决定苹果公司是否能够将这款 headset 从游戏应用产品呢带入主流消费产品的一个关键点。
Alright, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
非常感谢你的收听，今天节目就到这里了，我们下次再见。